Yosef has dreams, and they're big dreams. And one of the questions I've always wondered and asked people over the many years I've taught the Parshios are, what if you never heard the dreams before? Would you be able to figure out what they are? And the truth is, it's one of those unfortunate pieces that when by the time we learn the stories with the intellectual capability to really delve into them, we've already heard the story so many times that we know the end. So it takes a really big move to take a step back and be like, okay, I've never heard this story before. Guy has a dream where the sun and the moon and the stars are bowing down to him. What do you think he means? And of course the answer is, yes, he wants to rule over them. So the brothers are angry after the first one, and then they're jealous after the second one. Now, usually it works the other way. I start off with jealousy, and then I become angry. Why is it that it changes? I heard a beautiful idea by Rabbi Yitzchak Et Shalom years ago, where he says that in the Torah, dreams that are in twos mean that they're more than just dreams. See, I dream at night, and you dream at night. We all dream at night. And generally what we dream about are the things that that matter to us. I have a project at work that's coming up. I'm nervous about it being done in time. I have dreams where I panic that it didn't get done in time. Right? We've all had that dream. First day of school, I the bus comes, and I miss it, and I miss school, and then I'm running, and I come to school late. Those are dreams that we think about because they're based on what we think about all day long. But then there are dreams that are bigger than that. There are dreams that transcend that because they're visionary dreams. There are things that I think about that are revolutionary. They might be changing the way things go. Those are dreams that are not just what I occupy as the space in my head all day long, but those are dreams with the visions of a reality down the road. Now, the Torah, Rabbi Et Shalom says, has a mesorah, or at least the Avos had a mesorah, that if you had a dream twice, it wasn't just the things that occupy the space in your head. Oh no. Those dreams were visions, were nevuah of things to come. When the brothers heard the first dream, their immediate feeling was, they were angry. Ugh. This is like mechutzif. Who is he to dream such things? Leave us alone, kid. Just get a life. That's how they thought the first time. But then the second time when they heard it, they're like, wait a second. This is nevuah. If it's nevuah, it means it's really going to happen. So they're no longer angry. But what happens? They're jealous because they wish it could happen to them. Why is it that Yaakov doesn't react in the same way? Perhaps it's possible, Rabbi Et Shalom suggests, it's because Yaakov didn't know that there was a first dream. So Vaviv Shamara Tadavar, he what? Shomer is to watch, to guard, to observe. Let's see what's going to happen. He's not sure, so he has to wait. That's exactly the feeling that's going through Yaakov's head. As the week goes on, we'll explore more and more and try to get a sense of what the very nature of the dreams are and what happens down the road. Have a great day.